explain what's going on there, Jim.
Yes, Lynn has a...
This is Lynn Cullen.
This is Lynn Cullen, Ed's wife, and she has a very aggressive skin cancer. And so this will be her third week with chemo. She's had some reaction this week, and one of the reactions is she has literally like a third degree burn all over her body, where she's in constant pain and her skin peels. And so we really need to lift them up in prayer that this chemo will take care of these side effects, and they're going through it in every way and financially, and just really needed to be lifted up that God will bring healing, and even using the chemo to take these side effects away of this third degree burn all over her body. It's one of the side effects, not just the chemo, but of the skin cancer. So it's something we need to really lift up in prayer for total healing and restoration in these days for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Lynn, God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, God. Father, that you would loose the miraculous, God. Father, that you would open up the heavens, Lord. Father, that you would bring healing and restoration to her body, God. Father, not tomorrow, but today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would release the power of the living God, Father, to restore, Father, to make new. Father, right now I speak to that, the skin cells, Father. Right now I command cancer to leave in Jesus' name. Father, I command those skin cells to be made new, God, to be totally restored, Father. Father, in these days, God, I call for restoration of all things, restoration of finances, restoration of health, God. Restoration of the kingdom of God for such a time as this, God. For they're called to the nations of the world. Father, called to affect this generation, God. Father, we cry out, oh God, Father, that this is a day of salvation. This is a day of healing. This is a day of restoration. Father, in the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, this is a seed. This seed is going to leave. Our Jesus killed every sickness and every disease. Nothing can touch us as we are his children. And it's going to come out of this woman. It's coming out of this woman because she's going to stay alive. She is a son of God. She is a... That's her father. That's her father. And no father that loves us so much will never let us go. Will never let us go. In Jesus' name, Father God, I love you. Amen.
We also lift up Deborah. God, we pray every time we use the name of Jesus in the Holy Spirit, something happens. And God, we agree today that you have answered all of our prayers, not just some. And we petition to you today for Lynn. We petition for Deb. God, maybe we petition for ourselves that we would be filled with the belief system on the inside that Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our healer. Today, Jesus is our healer. Today, heaven is fighting for us. Go ahead and sing that song again, Sarah. Heaven is fighting for us. Come on, let's sing it together. Heaven. Heaven is fighting for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we raise up hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah.
My enemy.
I raise a hallelujah.
I
raise a
in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. 'Cause I found the ashes of hope will arise. 'Cause death is defeated, the King is alive. And I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Take a moment of time and petition to God. Go to God for you, your situation right now, whatever situation that might be. It might be a physical situation, it might be a financial situation, it might be a mind situation, it might be your emotions. And God, we come to you now. Let's just come to Him, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're breaking through in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I have a strong mind. My emotions are controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. I can do all things. I said I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. God, I come before you knowing that you, as I call upon your name, you will defend me. You are my defender. Heaven fighting for us. And Father, we believe right now that God, in the realms of the heavenly places, your angels are dispatched, sent forth, to do the bidding of each person in this place. Some of it was finances. Father, we release that financial burden off of people's lives. Some of them were physical ailments. We declare that we are healed and we are whole from the top of our heads to the heels to the tip of our toes. God, we believe, Lord, that you're moving on our behalf today. Whatever it may be, Lord, that you're, when I'm praying for my son, when I'm praying for my daughter, when I'm praying for my grandchildren, something's happening because I'm stepping out in the realms of faith right now. God, we ask every principle that God lays out in the Bible would be applied to our lives, and we would say yes and amen to them. We thank you, we praise you for that now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just give them a clap offering. Just go around and greet each other on this beautiful day. Tell people how wonderful they have been made by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And our family, because of the passing of Adam. But you know, the very day I heard it, of course, you know, you just come apart. But everything I asked the Lord about, He brought me to that place and He showed me. And even to the place last week when we had Adam's celebration, I was over here and it always bothered me from the truck to where he laid down. That bothered me. And And the Lord showed me four angels where Adam was laying. And I'd walked there, and he showed me four angels, two in the front, two in the back. And they were kind of like they were fending off anything, but I didn't see any evil forces in that. But then David Wagner came over and gave me a prophetic word, and my wife. And one of it was that four angels has taken Adam and swept him up into heaven. I'm going, you know, God, you're that good. Because that bothered me for 2 weeks. And walking through all the rest of it, you know, picking up a person's clothes that isn't here anymore, that was a tough deal. Cleaning out the back of the truck the first morning, you know, I cried for a half hour, I cleaned for a half hour. But you know what? Our God is someone that answers prayer. And today when we pray for Lynn, when we pray for anyone, Jesus, he will come. And if it's to send angels to lift us up, to give us understanding and to give us peace, God will move heaven and earth to get it there. So I just really encourage all of us to walk in faith, to be the men and women that God called us to. And I believe that we're going to see the salvation of the world that we live in like we've never seen it before. Because when darkness gets dark, when light gets light, you can definitely tell the difference. And I want to be in the light with Jesus Christ. Amen. And so I just encourage all of us to continue to push in and be the lights in the world that we live in, as God has given us that promise in the Word. We have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God with our tithes and offerings. It's been a challenging winter. We're doing well, but we are challenged in some of these things the next couple of months. And you know, each one of us are a part of this place. And last week we really got to see the usage of the place. We had something like 360, 370 places. This is our house. This is the house that God gave us. And we appreciate how faithful he has been, but in that he's made us faithful to carry on. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to sow into the kingdom. You said if we can't outgive you, we can't outmaneuver you. You told us if we do these things, the windows of heaven will be open and blessings will be poured out that we cannot contain. And I love that, Lord. I love that promise. And so we receive that, Lord Jesus, that we would see blessings poured out financially on each one of us. God, that we would not be able to contain the mindset that, God, you're such a good God, and you're doing this for us. We bless these tithes. We bless these offerings. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you in your giving. If you're making out a check, make it payable to the community church. And be blessed. Pastor Jim is going to be sharing with us today. I believe that he has a real word of the Lord for us. So let's tune the world out, tune God in, and let's hear what the Lord has for us today. Bless you, buddy.
Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I was just thinking about being persuaded. You know, Adam's celebration, it said that, you know, death nor life, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And then Paul said, I am persuaded. You know, and sometimes we need to get that in every situation that God puts us in, that we need to be persuaded. You know, I think of giving, you know. I was just thinking about I had to be persuaded. you know, to give my tithes, my offerings to God. And you need to get persuaded if you want a stable financial, if you want a stability in your financial areas of your life, you need to be persuaded that God's a good God, that God is who he says he is. He said, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. God shall give into your life. And or he said that, I guess, man shall give into your life. You know, you think of business, you think of everything that comes along, you need to be persuaded about God's, what God tells us in his word. You know, and in the love of God, you know, I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded because I've gone through some things in my life. You know, I've gone through children going to be with in heaven. You know, I got two children in heaven. I know what that feels like. But I am persuaded that God worked something in my life. He said, all things work together for good for them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. You know, you continue to walk with God in these hard times. And then you become persuaded that God did something in my heart. He did something. Every hardship I went through in my life as a Christian made me a better person. And it's because of I kept pressing. I kept pressing. I didn't get offended. You know, Paul said, I exercised myself to be without offense towards God and man. That means he could have been offended. You know, he got stoned a few times. You know, it could probably, calling out of that rock pile, he probably got offended. God, why aren't you taking care of me like you should? You know, why are you letting these guys stone me? You know, you ask a lot of questions when trouble comes. Why is this happening? Why is this going on? You know, every circumstance, man, we just prayed about so many circumstances this morning that there's circumstances in the people that we love in their lives. Right now, there's circumstances in people's lives that are, you know, they break you. I don't know what to do about it. You know, I remember standing in Mexico a few years ago, in Juarez, in a cardboard city. And these young kids playing in the streets and people living in cardboard boxes. And there was a whole city of it. And something just broke me. And it caused us to start, like Lynn said, either we starve to death or we step out. You know, and we stepped out. And it changed all our lives. You know, it changed all our lives. And, you know, God said everything that happens in our lives can be worked to good if we allow that to happen. If we continue to praise him, continue to lift up his name. You know, we still sing hallelujah. Amen. I am persuaded what I made a choice 39 years ago to follow Jesus, that I am persuaded in it. I'm persuaded in his love towards me. Come on. I'm persuaded. And when you get persuaded, you know, like you just go, man, I'm persuaded. I guess in the financial realm, I know that stability has been brought into my life because I was persuaded that God's word is telling me the truth. And if I do what God's word tells me, It works. And I always think of T.D. Jakes. He said, the word works if you work it. It doesn't work if you don't work it, or if you don't even know it. We need to be persuaded in God's word that it's telling me the truth. It's telling me the truth. This morning I had so many, feel like I had so many messages in my heart, I didn't know quite what to do. But in the praise and worship, I was thinking of a pavilion. You know, and I guess I always go back to Detroit Lakes. You know, they had a pavilion down on the beach there, and it was a place of that when storms came up, people would go to try to get out of the storm. You know, that was what it originally was built for. Now they have crafts and dances and whatever they have in it, but the pavilion itself was built to protect people from storms. You know, and that was the same with God. And in Psalms 27, I'm going to start at the first verse. It said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my fold, come up me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Though a host shall camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this I shall be confident. He says, one thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And it says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. You know, in every circumstance, in every situation, there was something that rose up, and he said the sacrifice of joy. That means that he wasn't joyful. You know, I've gone through this circumstance and situation in my life, they're not joyful. So it's a sacrifice of joy. You know, there's times in my life that I have to sacrifice and lift up my hands and give praise unto God to bring that pavilion over my life. To bring that safety over my life, the safety from storms and it's in his presence. I am convinced that there is a place, there is a pavilion in each one of our lives if we reach out for it to protect us. God is not, he is trying to build a people. He is trying to build something in me, a kingdom. In our lives, that we could be that protection, that I could be that protection for those that are sick, for those that are wounded, for those that need help, that I would be that. That's what the church was all about, is that we become that people, that we become that people, that we allow the goodness of God to enter into our hearts in these hard times. That we bring the sacrifice of joy. Yes, that we allow God to work in our hearts. That was the first thing that I could see in this situation with Adam, is that, man, we got to allow the love of God to open up our hearts. Brokenness opens up our hearts. And we need to put love in there. God's love is here to open up or to fill our hearts today with love. That we would love. You know, I didn't love Mexico people or the Mexicans. I was standing on the border and I seen there was just something that I seen that just broke my heart. And since that, God's love has come into my heart towards Mexico. That day I wept for Mexico. I wept for the conditions of that the people had lived in. And that I wept for it. That there's unfair. It was unfair, I thought. I said I looked across the border into El Paso and they had high-rise buildings and these people are living in boxes. And so we stepped out to build an orphanage for the children of Juarez. You know, but it comes through brokenness. You know, and I've been broken. I mean, our family's been broken. But we have, you know, we have to come with the sacrifice of joy. That God would build a pavilion over our lives, or the presence of God would come over our lives. You know, it said to go up into the house of the Lord. You know, the house of the Lord is the presence of God. In the Old Testament, they went to the house because that's where the presence dwelt. But we live in a place where the presence of God, he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, that I'll always be with you until the ends of the earth. He loves you that much, and I am persuaded that he's there. I've been in places where I've been alone. And whenever I cry out to God, he's there. I am persuaded about his life. That Jesus gave his life that we might have this life. This life in the Spirit. And that's what strengthens me. Just like he said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? It says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my fold. You know, I don't know who my enemies are at times, but I know that, you know, there's enemies that come against our lives. Financial enemies, sickness. You know, sickness puts me out on, you know, sometimes financial things you think that you can take care of yourself. But sickness is, we have to depend on God. So what we have to do is we have to create a pavilion. I believe in prayer. I believe in bringing the presence of God. That God dwells in each one of us. But when we come together, we become a pavilion of healing, a pavilion of prosperity. It becomes a pavilion for the people to run when there's a storm. You know, a lot of times we think, well, why are we singing these songs? You know, why are we praising God? We're praising God because it's a lot of times it's a sacrifice of joy. A sacrifice of joy. You know, sometimes my life isn't that joyful. but it's a sacrifice to come in and give praise and to bring that pavilion to the earth. It tells us here, it says, touching heaven, changing earth. And that's one of the things that, you know, but it takes our prayers and our time and our study to really truly understand God. You know, I think of what David said, then I think about what Paul said. He said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, that I might become more intimately acquainted with Him and His ways. That's what it says in the Amplified Bible. Paul's desire, his hunger was to bring something on to the people or to the, you know, because, you know, we start seeing sickness. We start seeing, you know, we get a little older, we start seeing sickness more often in our, and I'm persuaded that there is a place that we can bring a pavilion. There's a presence of God. I want to be under that hand of God. I want to be, and that's the only place of protection. The only place of protection from the enemy forces is in the presence of God. And we need to press. If that's the only protection, you know, a lot of things I'm doing doesn't matter. It's not that it's bad or it just doesn't matter. This is what matters, is that we build a pavilion to, if it's the house of sick or whatever. You know, when the presence of God started to fall in the United States, they had healing houses where people, they brought the presence of God and they brought people and they just laid them in the presence of God. How powerful, you start reading in Acts, and how powerful was the presence of God on Peter. You know, he said that as he walked down the street, it healed the sick. There's something that we haven't grabbed a hold of yet. You know, we're touching it. But we're doing a lot of things that don't matter. And God's trying to get us to do things that matter. You know, Jesus was focused on what he was doing. There was only one thing he was here for. His focus was on it. And we need to focus on it. If there's anything that we can step into, is this. You know, and I think that, you know, just what's happened today and the prayers that have gone up and the just should speak to our hearts and say, God, we need your presence. We need your presence in our lives. And if not in our lives, our community's life. And it should be our concern. That was God's concern. If we love God and we want to follow God, that should be our concern. Because if he's living in me, that's what he's telling me. You know, and a lot of times we stay away from the Word of God because either the enemy just keeps us away from it. But we need to sow God's Word into our lives. We need to sow this into our lives. You know, I sow a lot of things in my life. Every day I sow things into my life. Everything I turn on, everything I is sowing something into my life. If it's the news, it's mostly bad news. Here's good news.
That's right.
This is good news. This will set people free. This will heal the sick.
Yes.
This is good news. Now, I don't sow the Word of God into my life all the time, but I should. Because I allow a lot of bad news to come into my life, and that's what I'm always thinking about is bad news. When I put God's Word into my life, I think about good things. Amen. About doing something good for humanity. And so it just tells me I should be sowing this into my life. And I need to be encouraged. Each one of us need to be encouraged in doing this because a lot of times it's so easy not to do it. You know, I think about being busy, you know, how much time do I even give to a person? You know, and it's not that I'm so busy, but I don't want to take the time. God wants to develop a people that love Him. Yes. I love you more than anything else in the world. You know, that's what God is trying to develop in our lives, is that, and He's just showing us that there's a need for this pavilion to be built. Yeah. And He's just saying, you know, this is how to build it. This is what telling this is how to build it. If you want to build stability in your finances, this is how to build it. It says, give. If you're given to God, give, and it shall be given to you. Press down, shake together. Overflow comes into your life. And that's just one thing I can know that I can be confident in, because my finances are stable. And it's because I've read the Word of God and I allowed the Word of God to have its place in that place of my life. Yes. I'm confident in it. I am persuaded in it. And I'm persuaded in the love of God, that nothing can separate me from the love of God. That's what was read at Adam's celebration. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. God's always there. He's always reaching out to us. And He's not there to harm us. He's there to help us.
Yes.
He said that if you do it this way, you're going to be victorious. At the end of this chapter, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the days, or in the land of the living. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, and we need to quiet ourselves every day and allow the presence of God to touch us.
Yes.
And the presence of God touches other people. Everybody I come in contact with, that presence will touch their lives. So I'm encouraging you to get into the Word of God. I'm encouraging you to build a pavilion over your family. That's where it starts, over your family, over this place, and then over our communities and over our country. We build pavilions by allowing the presence of God to live and have its rule in our lives. And we start with this person here. Lord, I build a pavilion over my life. Build your presence. There's a place where God wants to dwell. You know, we have to find that out. Lord, I want to build a house for you to live in. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes.
I just go back to what Paul said, and he said in Acts 24, he said, and here I do exercise myself to be always with a conscience void of offense towards God and man. You know, offense always takes us away from God. You know, and it's something that's right there when you're in trouble or when you're broken. You know, and it's a choice. Paul said, I exercise myself. That means he was working at it. You know, when we go out to exercise, we put some strain into it. At least if you want the exercises to help you. I see, you know, they say you got to walk so fast to get exercise out of walking, you know. And, you know, just walking back and forth really slowly doesn't help you a whole lot. It's when you start exercising yourself. And Paul, I'm sure that, you know, if you read the life of Paul, you know, a lot of times you wouldn't choose his life. Not too many people say, I want to be Paul. Because he could have been offended at man, and he could have been offended at God. You know, and we're all put in that place, especially in brokenness. It's hard to come with the sacrifice of praise. But I am persuaded. We need to be persuaded. We need to be persuaded about the life of God, that's He's here. I said a couple Sundays ago, I said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open up that door, I will come in and I will sit with them. I will sit with them. You know, and if you want to visit with Jesus, you just have to open up the door of your heart. And so I just encourage you that God doesn't bring all of the trouble into our lives. He doesn't. But He said that everything that comes into our lives can work for good for them that love Him and that are called according to His purpose.
Yes. Amen.
I'm persuaded in it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank
you. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We do have something here that we're going to send along with Linda. Maybe you can put that in the back table to get a little bit more support. And if you would sign that, we're going to get it to Lynn. And she just has something of, it's a prayer cloth. They used it in the book of Acts. Sometimes the people couldn't get to the location where they could lay hands on a person. And this is a cloth that she could have. And I know that Brother Jack Hines, he had cancer. This is quite a few years back. And then his heart was going bad, and we sent him prayer cloth. 6 months later, he went to the doctor, and he was totally healed. You know, and so these things, once we apply something in faith, you know, once you sign your name, once you are persuaded, sign your name and say, I'm going to pray, I'm going to believe, then we'll see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I just don't want to come to church and what was that, Mary? Please, come.
About 8 years ago when we moved to Zapata, Texas, I needed, in order to work for the school, I needed to have a chest x-ray because I have a positive manto. And so I went in and they had a chest x-ray. And they found a spot on my lung, on the lower left lung. No, they didn't know what it was. So then they sent me to have an MRI. But in between that time, she said it looks like I have a tumor in there. And so, okay, freak out time. I mean, I was freaking out. And we called back home. And this church sent me a prayer cloth. And it was from the green cloth that we had. I laid it on my pillow. And it brought such strength to me. And it caused me to just rise up in faith. And I started praying, you know. I started just believing that I wasn't going to have part. I mean, the doctor talked about cutting out part of my lung and, I mean, talk about fear. I mean, I was just like freaking out. But I laid my head on that prayer cloth every night. And I just started speaking the word. I started proclaiming Galatians 3:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, because if it wasn't for Christ, he didn't die in vain. He died for my healing. I started, so I went in for the MRI. And I laid on the table and I kept saying that verse over and over. And when the presence of God filled that room to where when I got up, I could hardly walk. Jim had to help me to the car because of the anointing of God was on me. And when I went and saw the lung specialist, he said it was like a poof. It was gone. It was just like a little cloud in there. And what they had seen before was gone. And I know God healed me. And I know it was part of that prayer cloth. It brought faith. And so when you write on there, speak faith. You know, Jim talked about Paul, his shadow. That shadow healed people. They had handkerchiefs, it said in Acts. And those handkerchiefs were given to people. This is the word of God. This isn't something crazy. This is faith. This is truth. So if they can't get to the pavilion, we can send it out. Amen.
Amen.
And I have no problems with my lungs right now.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Testimonies are great. There's so many testimonies that go unsaid. And we're going to make an opportunity for people to have an opportunity to share testimonies. every time we meet together, because they're powerful. They change lives. Amen. So if you do that, that'd be fantastic. Again, we lift up Lynn Collin. We believe right now that she's healed in the name of Jesus Christ. That pain of third degree burns all of her body, we come against that in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand with the Collin family right now, with Ed and Lynn, in Jesus' name. And also for Deb, with these things that stop the operation from going forward, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ that everything that needs to happen in Deb's life and in that area with Frank and Deb, that it is a done deal. Amen? Amen. And maybe you could put somebody else's name in there, because as we're praying, there's a lot of other needs out there. And if you haven't put your name in there that's needing a touch from God, whoever it is, and I believe that God will honor you in your faith. Amen. God bless you. May the Spirit of the Lord go with you. May He guide you and lead you through this week and through your sometimes tribulation, through different things that you're battling with, that you'll come out and that the pavilion of God will be built on your behalf, that you can run to from the storm into the pavilion of God. God bless you in that. Dan. Oh, Hannah. Okay. Well, let's put Hannah right in that positional place right now, because she's had something like about five operations. So now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Hannah, she's the cutest little girl. She's running around here with daycare, taking care of daycare things. We believe right now, Lord, that the fifth operation is a done deal. Yes. And she is healed. She is made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the finished work that God accomplished on the cross by Jesus. Hannah, hey, Hannah, you're healed in Jesus' name. You're healed in Jesus' name. Is there anyone else that anyone else right now that you're needing to feel like we can speak their names out? Hannah, in Jesus' name, you're healed. Paulette, you're healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God is working and has been working on your heart. And He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't left you. There's not a blank spot. There's a full living Jesus living on the inside of you. And as you call upon Him, you'll see the goodness and the graciousness of God throughout your life. And so be healed in every aspect of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week in Jesus. And if there's any prayer that you're needing right now, we're here, and it's time to pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.